cattle futures bounced back some to start the week. Current prices suggest positive potential for winter wheat grazing this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 1st of September. Last week, the 5 area direct weighted average steer price was $105.09 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.50 lower than the previous week. The weighted average dressed steer price of $166.53 was $2.88 less. Cattle futures closed higher for the first time in 4 sessions on Monday, despite softer wholesale beef values and the outlook for cash prices to continue weakening this week. Perhaps they were helped along by month-end position squaring. Live cattle futures closed an average of 61 cents higher, from 35 cents higher at the back to $1.27 higher in expiring August. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.45 lower Monday afternoon at $227.95 a hundredweight. Select was 46 cents higher at $215.32. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling $4 to $7 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 9,500 head on offer. Feeder heifers were trading $1 to $5 lower. Steer calves were selling mostly steady, while heifer calves were trading $2 to $4 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves and yearlings sold steady, except for steady to $2 lower on yearling steers weighing more than 800 pounds. Heifer calves and yearlings sold steady. There are 5,751 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold unevenly steady at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, while feeder heifers traded steady to $5 higher. There are 1,966 head on offer. Drought and dryness continued to intensify last week, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, with 57.6% of the continental United States classified as abnormally dry to extreme drought. That was 3.6% more than the prior week and 29.8% more than the same time last year. Nationwide, pasture and range conditions eroded week to week, according to the latest USDA crop progress report for the week ending August 30th. 22% of pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 31% less than last year. 46% was rated in poor or very poor condition, compared to 18% at the same time last year. Corn and soybean conditions also eroded week to week. 62% of corn was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 2% less than the previous week, but 4% more than a year earlier. 66% of soybeans were rated in good or excellent condition, which was 3% less than the previous week, but 12% more than a year earlier. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower on Monday, but 11 cents higher week to week through the front 6 contracts. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Monday, with most of the support continuing to come from tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 223 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 79 points. Early on, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says winter grazing prospects appear promising in the Southern Plains. In Oklahoma, for instance, he says conditions range from very dry to adequate moisture with generally favorable soil temperatures. As for markets, using current prices, across beginning weights of 450 to 600 pounds, he says the value of gain for 150 to 300 pounds ranges from 90 cents to $1 a pound. So, with cost of gain likely less than that, there are potentially positive returns. According to Peel, a common wheat pasture grazing budget is based on October stocker purchases, with feeders marketed in early March including roughly 120 days of winter grazing. Based on current market conditions, he projects the October price for steers weighing 475 pounds at $160 to $165 a hundredweight. Across various budgets, using a range of purchase prices, feed costs, and average daily gain, March break-even prices are projected at mostly $132 to $136. That's for steers weighing about 750 pounds. Current feeder cattle futures for March, adjusted for Oklahoma basis, suggest a March price of about $140 hundredweight, Peel says. He emphasizes general economic uncertainty and volatility will continue to be particularly important in cattle markets, and risk management should be carefully considered. As an example, he explains, futures markets may offer an opportunity to lock in a margin on winter grazing. However, risk management requires deliberate action to implement a plan. He adds that market opportunities are often fleeting, and producers may have to act quickly to take advantage of changing market conditions. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 1st of September. Remember, you can sign up for the free daily Cattle Current email newsletter at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.